This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 75 for Monday, September 25th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workinson. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Monday morning as an early attempt at correcting higher ran out of steam and the futures continued their downtrend. Canola down $8 to $9, the November contract down $8 at $714 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil accounted for some spillover selling in the Canadian oilseed, with seasonal harvest pressure another bearish influence. European rapeseed was also down on the day, but Malaysian palm oil was slightly higher. Weather conditions remain relatively warm and dry across most of the prairies, with no significant rain in the forecasts until later this week. That should allow farmers to continue making good harvest progress. In the U.S., soybeans are lower, while corn and wheat are mixed. Soybeans down 10 cents in the November contract at $12.85 per bushel. Speculators liquidating long positions accounted for some of the weakness, as last week's move below $13 in the November contract was bearish from a chart standpoint. A sharp downturn in soy oil pulled beans lower as well, although soy meal is holding above unchanged. Quarterly U.S. stocks data will be released Friday, with pre-report positioning behind some of today's activity in the futures. Corn, meanwhile, is holding closer to unchanged, down only a penny in the December contract at $4.76 per bushel. The USDA reported flash export sales this morning of 1.6 million tons of corn to Mexico, with a million tons of that for delivery during the current marketing year. Wheat futures are mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny in December at $7.69 per bushel, while Kansas City up a penny in December at $7.12 per bushel. Chicago wheat, it's up 6 cents in December at $5.86 per bushel. Reports of Russian attacks on Ukrainian grain handling facilities kept the ongoing conflict in the forefront of the wheat market, giving the ongoing uncertainty over grain movement from the region. Forecasts are calling for much-needed rain in some dry areas of Australia, and that should help with the drought conditions there. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, September 25th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.